This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Let's get an update on what's going on with the Umpqua Valley Arts Association. Sarah Holborough does outreach for UVA. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning. How are you, Kyle?
We are getting through it and wanted to see just what's happening and what's maybe happening differently at UVA.
Well, much like the rest of the community and world, everything looks and feels so much different here. We definitely miss seeing all of the friendly faces of our members and extended community walk through our doors, but we are definitely still working to get art and art experiences out into the community. So we've actually been quite busy.
Talk about some of the things that are available, some of the things people can take a look at.
Sure. We knew when this first started that we were going to have to get creative to bring art and bring what UVA has to offer to the community during this time. So very quickly, we had to make some decisions. And first off, we decided that virtual programming, digital programming, was the best, quickest, fastest way to reach the community. So we've been working hard at taking our exhibits, our current exhibits that nobody in the public has seen in person, and putting them online via virtual digital tours. So our main exhibit right now is the Young and Famous Tour, and in our student gallery, we have an exhibit called Culture is Prevention, which is an incredible show done by the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians Tribe Youth. And that is available online via our Facebook platform or our brand new YouTube channel.
Wow, even a YouTube channel.
Yes. So we, during this time period, we are definitely growing as an organization, and one of our big steps has been creating a YouTube channel. So people can definitely follow that channel for digital programming, tours, classes, workshops, artist tours. We'll be starting to put a lot on that platform.
Wow. And what's the easiest way to access that?
So just go to YouTube, or you can follow us on Facebook, and there's the link to our YouTube channel. Our Art Break lessons, which are brand new lessons on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3, free for everyone in the community to enjoy, enjoyable by all ages, those are going to be put up on our Facebook every Tuesday and Thursday at 3. If you are unavailable to join us at 3 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we will then load them to our YouTube channel to enjoy at your convenience.
What kinds of things take place with those?
So we're trying to offer a variety of lessons and classes and virtual tours of the exhibits here at UVA that nobody can see currently. We're talking to local artists. We're talking to local teachers about how this is impacting students in the art community. So we're trying to just put out everything that we normally do within our walls and just get it out to the community via digital platform. So we're working hard and trying to provide for art experiences for all ages. One thing that we are also doing are art kits for kids. And these are free kits that we are putting out to the community that partner with our Art Break lessons. And how this works is we put out a call to the community saying when we are going to put out the kids. It's typically on Thursdays. We put out the kits in front of UVA for people to pick up between 12 and 4 and first come, first serve. And then that kit goes with the particular art lesson. They've been in such high demand that last Thursday we had 50 kits go out in the first 5 minutes. So another thing we are working on right now is getting business sponsorships of those kits so we can provide more kits to the community.
Now, when you say front of the Art Center, is that looking at Harvard or is that the entrance side from the parking lot?
It's the entrance side from the parking lot. So if you are in the parking lot close to the soccer fields and the splash pad, we just ask that you remain safe, social distancing from people, and pick them up easily in the boxes that we have set out front.
Now, is there anything with those that needs to be returned at a later time?
No, actually, and that's the great part. Everything that comes in the kit, you can keep forever, and you can continue to use and enjoy. They might be watercolor pencils or washable markers. We include paper, anything you would need for the project. In the future, we will be doing an art kit that we do ask for something to be returned, and we will use these art projects that children are creating during this time period for a future exhibit having to do with artwork created during this time period.
Wow. Some fascinating things, some breaking new ground, going different directions in an effort to keep art out there. Anything else people ought to know about?
Definitely. One thing that people can enjoy that is on our property right now is the swift watch. All of the birds that gather in our chimney, it's truly incredible, and you can watch it from safe social distancing. Every night they gather about dusk, and there are just hundreds of these swift birds. So it's something free, something to get you out of the house, and definitely something we enjoy having on our property.
Wow. And that is always a sight to behold as they come through for a period of time twice a year. I know a lot of people like to stop by and take a look at that.
Absolutely.
Wow. Sarah Hoberl from the Umpqua Valley Arts. Anything we're forgetting to let people know?
Just that we miss the community, and we can't wait to see everyone come through our doors again.
Right.
Hang in there.
All right, Sarah, thanks for being on this morning.
Sure.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.